None. You know, it's to do it in 92, and that's been an albatross around my neck, and to go back at the higher level. And what we've got to make sure now is that we put this off, and I'm not making any bold statements, but you know, we've got to go there and win it now. There's no point just going there and just turning up and letting Cambridge walk all over us. So now we've got to put that to one side. We've got to get our league campaign up and running and get ourselves out of trouble. And you've seen today that we're more than capable of doing that. We've got games in hand. And this is a good football club with good people, and I've got to thank the people of Gosport who turned out today, plus the local businesses that have been supporting us all the way through. You know, the money we've raised, this gives another revenue stream. This keeps Gosport going for years. You know, they've just told me that the cup final is probably worth about £250,000, and to a club like this, it's an awful lot of money. You know, last year the cut of the gate was 225. We just won 16,000 here, and the runners up get 25. So it's good, you know, and makes me, I can build a side now. Maybe give me a decent budget and I can compete with Avant then.
Well, I was going to say, even in the last, you know, 20 minutes or something, you're down to 10 men, you didn't look like you were struggling.
Well, to be fair, that probably worked out for us, because we had to go two solid banks of four, you know, make that the midfield, and then just play the one up front. That's why I had to change it. I thought Tim Seale's magnificent, two great headers, using his experience. You know, the man's played twice at Wembley. It's unusual. When I look at my squad, I've got a lot of players that have been to Wembley, me included. You've got Sammy Igo, there's a Smudger, and Gosney, Sealsy. There's quite a few of us that have done it, so we use that experience today, and I'm really pleased.
What will that moment be like when you walk out onto the pitch at Wembley?
The last time I cried was at my wedding in August, and it's made me cry. Football's never made me cry, but it made me cry then, and you know, just overwhelmed with emotion. It's there's a lot of people at Gosport. People 2 days people have been working to try and get this game on. We anticipated a crowd of 3,000 people, and to get that going, and the hospitality and things like that. There's a lot of people worked hard in the last 48 hours, and I'm pleased for them.